Welcome to the Waco Experience, an American story.
We the people.
With your host, D. Scott Smith.
In order to form a more perfect union.
Interviews with leaders in business, government, and nonprofit organizations.
Promote the general welfare.
Jobs, products and services, and infrastructure for strong communities.
Secure the blessings of liberty.
The Waco Experience is an American story, a story of communities across America. It is your story.
We need beauty. We need culture. We need art. We need the presence of our neighbors nearby. And we need to know where we can plug in to be a part of this community.
Today on the Waco Experience, an American story, Lydia Tate. She is the recently appointed president and CEO of local public radio station, KWBU. We will learn about her background leading nonprofit organizations and what led her to this new role. Lydia will share her vision for the greater Waco community. Nonprofit organizations fill a vital role in every community. I am encouraged how supportive our community is of these groups and their missions. I'm your host, D. Scott Smith. Each week I bring you stories from leaders in business, government, and nonprofit organizations. You can learn more about this program, our sponsors, and the podcast version of this show by going to our website, thewacoexperience.com. This program is made possible by sponsors, Quality Cabinets. Your home is an extension of your personality, smooth, clean, and elegant. Quality Cabinets is the perfect choice for the modern aesthetic. Visit the Design Center at 720 New Dallas Highway in Waco. Quality Cabinets are available for delivery when you are ready. Call 254-744-0938 and visit the website, qualitycabinetstx.com. Heart of Texas TV Indoor Billboards. My friend JB James Battle, former helicopter pilot for the U.S. Army and his team at Hot TV amplify your brand where it matters most. Be seen where your customers eat, work, shop, and play. Learn more on the web at hotdigitaltv.com. Military Creator Con, April 16th to 18th in Arlington. Military Creator Con is a movement that unites military-created visionaries across art, media, and entrepreneurship. A multi-day forum where service members, veterans, families, and supporters discover new tools, share expertise, and celebrate their collective creativity. Register now at militarycreatorcon.com and use code SCOTT10 to receive a discount. Christian Family Law Solutions is a Christian-based, solutions-focused mediation provider. They help their clients avoid costly litigation and remain focused on the most important priorities in their lives, creating paths for peaceful resolution, not brokenness. Call 254-777-5171 or on the web, 1c6.law. Ray's Automotive. My wife will tell you, my car is my baby. When it needs service, I call Ray. His certified technicians combine expert service with Christian values to ensure your vehicle gets the care it deserves. Call for a quote and an appointment at 254-495-7810 and on the web, fixmycarray.com. D. Scott here, another beautiful day at the Baylor Club, and I am here with Lydia Tate. Lydia, by the way, is my first friend in Waco when we moved here. Well, actually, before we moved here, we decided in April of 2024 to move from Oregon to Central Texas, specifically to come to Waco. And so we came back in June for a housing search, tour around.
Trip.
Absolutely. And went to a BNI meeting and met great people there, like Inez Russell from Friends for Life, who is a great friend now for my wife, Christine. Mm-hmm. And then we went over to a chamber meeting at the Art Center, met Lydia Tate. Lydia, welcome to the Waco Experience.
Thank you, Scott. Thank you. I really appreciate you asking me to be here. And this is so fun. I love being out at the Baylor Club and looking out over the stadium, watching the guys kick the ball and all that stuff.
Oh my gosh, I know. Part of the football team is out here. I feel privileged to be here. Plus, this is the time of year
so nice out
that we wait for in Central Texas.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like a day of nice.
Yeah, you could be out in the sun and not running from shade to shade.
No, it's true. It's true. Well, and even then, the sun is a little warm right this second. So, yeah. But, yeah, it's a lovely, lovely day here at McLean Stadium.
Not that many months ago, I saw a news article, and I immediately copied the URL, emailed it to you, and said, congratulations.
Yeah.
KWBU, public radio here in Waco, Texas.
Yes, sir.
Had just hired a new president and CEO. Joe Riley had been there for many years.
16 years, yeah.
Leading that. Yeah, a lot of great things that Joe had there. But it was my friend Lydia Tate. Let's get right into KWBU, and for everyone, they can go to kwbu.org.
Yep.
So tell us about KWBU.
KWBU, first off, I'll just say that the first thing my husband and I did when we moved to Waco, golly gee, 15 years ago, is where is the local public radio station? Where can we find our classical music and our NPR, right? We wanted to find our local public radio station because that was what we had both grown up on in Houston. You know, you drive in traffic in Houston and like you have a pet routine in Houston. And so, you know, we both grew up in traffic, and him and I singularly, even on our own before we ever met each other, were both listeners to the radio stations in Houston that carry public radio. You know, it was just such a funny thing that this position came open with KWBU, that Joe was retiring, and Joe had mentioned to me that he was retiring. We were at the Bellmead Chamber at lunch, and I was sitting across from he and Bill Leak, because everybody knows Bill Leak. And
yeah, so Bill is a sales rep.
Yeah, he's the account executive. He's the one that's out at all the chambers doing all the things all the time. And so I'm sitting across at a Bellmead Chamber meeting, and sitting across from Joe and Bill, and Joe mentions that he is retiring. And I was like, wow, that's huge, that this is going to be an opening at KWBU for somebody really gifted with nonprofit. And that it would be a great opportunity for anybody in the community to bless this organization and be a part of it. And I thought to myself, what a fun job. But at that time, I was not looking for a job. I was not looking for a transition. I was very happy. I was with Action Coach, and I was doing fine. And I just really wasn't looking for a shift at that point, and wished him well and went about my merry way. And a few months later, I ended up that I was looking for an opportunity, and I crossed paths with Rachel Velasco, who you said that you interviewed.
Yeah, she was one of the first guests on the Waco Experience.
That's so cool. I love how things are full circle. So I had crossed paths with Rachel Velasco at the farmer's market, you know, oh yeah, I'm looking for a job, you know, all that stuff. And she's like, you're looking for a job? You could work at KWBU. You could be our executive director, our interim CEO. And I was like, oh, Is that available now? Because I heard Joe was retiring, but I hadn't heard any updates or anything like that. Yeah, it's open. And so I put in my application. And, you know, the thing is that I knew I was going to love it. I knew it was going to be, you know, fun. Like, it was going to be a fun job. And it's going to be fun to do radio and to be with these great people. I mean, Brody is amazing. Malcolm is so fun.
Yeah, many people hear Brody Bashaw in the morning.
The voice of comfort. It's like a warm blanket in the morning for us. They're such great people. And then, of course, I know Beth Richards from the community, and she's on the radio all the time, and get to hear her warm voice and educating us all about Broadway and all these things. And golly, you know, it's just such a great staff. I just got really excited about working with them. The more I got to know the board and the staff themselves, the more it just, yeah, this is a great place for me to be. Joe, in all of his great leadership, Joe, for 16 years, Joe's been at the helm of KWBU, and he's been an enormous, enormous influencer in the community in terms of public radio and news and trustworthy news in our community, and local news investment in our community is huge. And it's really his heartbeat. And those are big shoes for me to fill. But I also know that the funding needs that existed in KWBU starting last year, I love to talk to people about money. I love to talk to donors about money and talk to people about giving and connecting to causes that delight their soul. I knew that that would be a great fit for them at this time, that KWBU needed somebody who wanted to come in and who wanted to deal with donations and with donors and grants and funding. And it's really what I love.
Public radio is different than a lot of commercial radio.
Yeah.
And in many ways, it was one of those things that I got involved in public radio as a listener when I was probably 18 years old, because I had become disenchanted with top 40 music.
Okay.
So I'm in Oregon, and it was KOAC. That's an Oregon Agricultural College. Was the radio station, and it had become a part of the public broadcasting world.
Yeah,
they played classical music, and I had this 1965 Volkswagen Beetle, and the only thing it had in it was an AM radio, and so I could pick up 550 AM KOAC, and I'm listening to classical music at 18 years old.
Yeah,
loved it.
Loved it.
Loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I still remember Adventures in Music with Carl Haas. When I came to Waco, I found KWBU and became a member, became a listener, and became a member.
Thank you.
One of the things that public radio like KWBU can do is local news.
That's and right.
And we're talking about hyper local news because there is the Texas News Center. I mean, we can get
Texas Newsroom.
Yeah. We can get information about what's going on in the general region.
Mm-hmm.
But to find out what's happening on Franklin Boulevard, what's happened over on Waco Drive.
Absolutely. And those stories that connect us to the community that are so important, those are fantastic. Events in our community that are important to people, you know, the Waco Indie Festival and just things like that, where you're able to connect deeper to not only what's happening in the community, but opportunities to invest in the community, opportunities to look out for your community members. And then, of course, just hyper-local news, like you said, like this is what's happening right here, right now. And that's important. And it is something that we truly need. Our partnership with the Waco Bridge has been vital this past year because it helps us expand our ability to cover news. With that partnership, we are able to gain a lot more access to news stories and really have the Friday Forum where Molly Joe and JB talk about the news of the week and kind of break it down for us and what's happening in Waco and why does this matter? It was funny because you hear about the city council meetings, you hear about the things that are going on, you hear about how we're spending money, you're doing things, but sometimes it doesn't even occur to you like how to talk about it or how to break it down, or maybe we just don't even hear it because it's not being talked about. And being able to dissect those things and know what's happening in your community all the time, that's really, really valuable information for us to have. And it's vital. It really is vital.
And the newsroom at KWBU is Molly Jo.
It is Molly Jo.
Right. She's the one.
One woman newsroom.
Yeah. Yeah. So having partnerships like with the Bridge and JB when he first came in, but before it announced, I reached out to him because hyperlocal is not as commercially viable.
That's right.
And so we do need support from the listeners.
That's right.
To make it happen.
And that goes for Waco Bridge as well. I mean, they need support from membership for their organization to stay vital and invested in the community and delivering local news to their best ability as well. And that's an important piece for them as well. So that public, that investment in nonprofit news as a community is really just a very, very vital aspect of who we are in Waco.
I think one of the important things too that probably isn't as front and center when it comes to this type of reporting is the archiving of this information.
Mm.
Because not only are we hearing real time what's going on in our local community, but it's being archived for the future.
It is.
And it wouldn't happen otherwise.
Yeah, it's living live on our website, on the Bridge's website, and that's equally important for us to be able to have access to it in the long term. You know, I mean, now you can Google just about anything and find out through AI that something exists out there. But if we're going to have our local stories and we're going to know what's happening in the community, as you say, hyper-locally, then having that archive online is a key resource.
Mm-hmm.
Without that, it becomes really challenging to know what's happening in our community and have those key resources at our fingertips because there's not a lot of hyper-local reporting, as you say.
Today's present is tomorrow's history. You're documenting it now.
Well, and I will say, too, I mean, that's local reporting without a paywall, too. And that's vital.
Today on the Waco Experience and American Story, we've got Lydia Tate, CEO, president at KWBU Public Radio here in Waco, Texas. Let's talk about your journey. Nonprofit organizations are not new to you.
No. I really enjoy the work so much. I finished college and I like to say I fell backwards into a nonprofit. I really did. It was the strangest thing. It just, call it the Lord, call it destiny, call it whatever you will. It just, I fell backwards into it. So I was contacted by the sorority that I was a part of at Houston Baptist University, now Houston Christian University. And they said to me, would you consider becoming our executive director? And I had just finished a music degree, by the way. So, I mean, you mentioned classical music earlier. That's my background. I mean, since I was four, I was classically trained on piano, and 11, I was classically trained singing. And that was my whole background, is music education and music. But I needed a job. I was, 22 years old and newly married, and I needed a job. And they called me up and they said, would you think about being our first executive director? We can't pay you very much, but you can do the work, and we would like to see us build our national organization, establish a 501c3, establish our 501c7s for our charter, our charter groups. I said yes.
I often say that good things happen when we say yes.
It really was. I felt like that was the right move for me at that time.
Essentially, right out of college.
Right out of college. Right out of college. I was their first executive director, their national executive director. And I worked for that. It's Sigma Phi Lambda. I worked for Sigma Phi Lambda for 6 years, and had babies while I was working for them, and had just an incredible experience. I got to travel all over to different colleges all over the nation. We established 26 chapters in my tenure, and we were able to start an alumni foundation, alumni relationships, regional directors, the whole nine. We set up a whole entire network and system for this organization that didn't exist prior. And it was just such enjoyable work, working with women all across the country, helping them develop their sororities on their campus and helping them establish their sororities on their campus so that they could have that community that they were seeking. And it was a fantastic, wonderful organization to work for. I took a break because I had three babies and took a hiatus from that. And then my husband had taken on the role of being the director of his grandfather's radio broadcast. Okay. So his grandfather was...
So this is kind of very interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Keep going. I want to hear more.
Father had been running a radio Bible study for 40 years, nationwide in international distribution, actually. They had traveled all over getting this Bible study distributed all over the place. And my husband took the helm of that organization for his grandfather, because his grandfather needed to retire and needed to stop doing this work. He was 85 years old and it was time for him to stop. And he was able to let that go because he trusted my husband to take on that role and do that work. And so I assisted with that for a little while I was doing life with our kids and seeing them through some of the younger years. And then through that, my husband felt a call to ministry and wanted to pursue a master's of divinity. So we started researching schools and looking at where we could go to make that happen. And we found Waco, and we found Truett Seminary, and we found our home. So we picked up all of our children and all of our stuff and moved from Houston to Waco 15 years ago so he could get his master's of divinity. And in that, I took the helm of that organization once we moved here. I started doing all the directorship for that organization, all the distribution, all the production, all the posts, all the things that go therein, donor relationships, event management, et cetera, et cetera.
So microphones and all this equipment is not new to you.
It's not exactly new to me.
Yeah.
But new enough. And from there, spent a few years doing that. And then that organization went through dissolution. So a hard experience for us as an organization to go through something like that. Really was a good thing for, and I'm going to be, you know, honest, a good thing for my resume, because at that point I had birthed a nonprofit, and then I had laid a nonprofit to rest, and I knew how to do all of those things therein. And so with that, I started looking for my next opportunity in Waco and did a few things here and there, took a little bit of a break, and I dabbled in some music things. And then I found Christian Women's Job Corps. And in 2019, I became the executive director of Christian Women's Job Corps. And that was a delight. And just coming back to working with women again was wonderful. And that organization does incredible work in this community, really helping women to attain their goals of gaining their GED, of gaining great jobs, and acquiring the achievement that they're looking for. Really incredible organization. I spent about 5.5 years with them, and we did a lot of wonderful things in that time. Opened a testing center, just really was able to grow that organization by leaps and bounds. I'm very, very proud of the work that I got to do with the staff at that organization, and that will always live forever in my memory as a gold star. And it's a really, really beautiful experience. When I stepped away from Christian Women's Job Corps, I decided to take a step back and spend some time on my own health and look for an opportunity that maybe helped me stay at home a little bit more. And I took a position with Action Coach as a consultant and business strategist. And therein, I got to work with nonprofits and help them strategize and work through their plans and look at the bigger picture with many businesses. Got to wear a lot of hats in that organization and got to work with a lot of varied industries and really stretch my wings as a person who can talk about business in any realm. And that was a really incredible experience.
Reagan Patterson from Action Coach,
yeah,
has been a guest. Show. He's been a guest on this show on the Waco Experience. I tell people, if you have a chance to see Reagan do a presentation,
flawless, go every time.
The man is unbelievably good, smooth. Everyone said, yep, that's what I want to be like if I ever have to give a presentation.
Absolutely.
And I'm a big fan of Action Coach and coaching in general, especially for nonprofits.
100%.
They're very good at doing whatever it is they do, delivering on their mission. But it's not always the business acumen that comes along with the leadership there. So they need that input.
Yeah, a lot of people get into nonprofit and they're passionate for a cause. They want to see something happen for a particular body of people or a group that is underserved, or dogs or cats or whatever their passion is. And often we find ourselves head over, you know, we're swimming over our head in waters that are really wrapped around business strategy and need a lot of business strategy behind them.
Just because a business is nonprofit, an organization is nonprofit, doesn't mean they need to lose money. They need to operate financially.
Quite the opposite.
yeah, with fiscal responsibility.
Right, and that's what we're called to do as nonprofit leaders, is to make sure that we're operating with fiscal responsibility and stewardship, and that's very important. I mean, the misnomer that nonprofits don't make money is definitely hurting nonprofits instead of helping them. Really, what we should be saying is nonprofits need to make a lot of money, and they need to do that work, and they need to be able to expand that work because they're making money. And I think business strategy really comes into play a lot there. So Reagan Patterson, he used to say that nonprofit was a tax status, and that really and truly it was just business at its core. And he's right. He's right. It's business at its core. It's business that serves the community and broadens the community. And that nonprofit status is really there just to help us to not have to pay so much out.
Let's look to the future.
Yeah.
KWBU just got your feet under you now with this new role.
It's true.
Understanding kind of how things flow,
yeah,
working with the board, working with the community. What is your vision, Lydia Tate? What is your vision for public broadcasting in Waco, Texas, and specifically with KWBU?
Golly. You know, so many times when we come into a new role, we want to grab that vision really fast and we want to run with it. And I'm really taking my time on articulating something. I'm wanting to listen a lot. And that's what I've been doing. I've been having meetings with great people in the community and just listening to what is it that they're looking for? What is it that we need KWBU to be in such a time of uncertainty too, in such a time of stress where we need facts. We need to understand the life around us quickly and without hesitation. And then we need to understand what's happening locally too. We need beauty, we need culture, we need art, we need the presence of our neighbors nearby, and we need to know where we can plug in to be a part of this community. Waco is a very special place. I don't know if you've discovered that yet, Scott.
Oh, absolutely. This is, as we've often said, my wife felt drawn to Waco. I felt called. Mm. And when I was doing research for this show, I found that there were over 1,600 nonprofit organizations in the greater Waco area. And I told my wife that if with a weekly radio show, if I only interviewed nonprofit organizations, it would take me 90 years.
Right.
That's so right. No, Waco is a special place.
Really is. Very generous community. And it is astounding to me. I mean, that number, that 1,600 nonprofits, and we have the highest per capita of nonprofits in the state, and then potentially in the nation is what I read. And then also one of the highest poverty rates in the nation too, which is really astounding to me. But the generosity of this community is absolutely amazing. And the connectivity in this community is huge too. And being a part of that, KWBU, what I imagine for KWBU is for it to be the epicenter of that, the epicenter of community engagement, community news, local information, and then connection to art, culture, music, and our really, really incredible community here in Waco. I think that's important. And then that trustworthy news source that we look to for statewide, national, and worldwide news too. And all those things are so important to keep that flow of information coming into this wonderful, wonderful city. That's, for me, that's enormous. So that takes expansion of the one woman newsroom, if we're talking vision, because Molly Jo can't do it all on her own, that's for sure. And then, so we definitely need to invest in our news coverage and in our reporting. And then expansion of those community programs, looking to really double down on production and help us expand those locally hosted local community programs so that we are giving voices like yours an opportunity to be heard.
The Waco Experience, An American Story, is a production of D. Scott Smith Company, all rights reserved. Thank you for listening.